Hi, this is Barry Donovan with First Impression Warrior. Thank you for joining us. First Impression Warrior is designed for you, the warrior that's on the front lines creating great first impressions for your clients. Whether you're a graphic designer, freelancer, whether you're an agency or a print shop, we're here to help you grow your business. Now, let's get right to our podcast. Welcome to the last podcast of the decade. 2019 is on its way out the door. So today I thought I would share with you a podcast about 2020. It's a new year. It's a new you. And how are you going to keep those New Year's resolutions that you're making, right? If you're like me, most people, you make a resolution, you go along just fine for a little bit, and then all of a sudden life gets in the way and somehow that resolution goes by the wayside, right? Well, I'm just going to share a few tips that I've learned over the years that might be able to help you out. Before we get into that, I just listening to the Ron Burgundy podcast. If you haven't heard the Ron Burgundy podcast and you're a Will Ferrell fan, check it out. Just Google Ron Burgundy podcast or, I think it's on Spotify as well. So check it out. Okay, now back to the subject, right? So do you struggle like me to keep your New Year's resolutions? I mean, more than likely, you know, the excitement of starting a new year, it kind of goes away after a while. Like I said, you get back into your old routines. But with the proper motivation and the willingness to change, you can be the exception to the trend. And that's my goal for myself personally, is to be that exception to the trend and to give you a few tricks to do that. So the trick is actually to turn your optimism for New Year into some concrete actions. And once you start a routine, it becomes easier, obviously, to follow through. But the idea is to get into that routine. So whether you're making multiple resolutions or you're wanting to work towards one bigger goal, be sure to pick something that's achievable within the year's time frame. So that's tip number one. Set achievable and clear goals. Strive for making your goals achievable so you don't set yourself up for what? For failure, right? For example, let's say you have a goal of losing weight. Well, first thing you need to do is determine where you currently stand, right? Weigh yourself, make a note of it, and then give yourself a goal that you can achieve by basically following the 1 to 2 pounds per week guide, all right? That's a way to set yourself up for success there. You're also going to benefit from making a clear goal. Rather than saying how much skinnier you'd like to be, or I want to be thinner, say how many pounds you'd like to lose, right? Define the how as well. How are you going to lose those pounds? So I'm going to lose 10 pounds, and this is how I'm going to do it. Are you going to follow a specific diet? Are you going to cut calories, cut out sugar? Are you going to start a moderate exercise routine? How often are you going to exercise? Those things. So with a clear, achievable goal and a set plan of tasks that you know you can complete, you're virtually guaranteed to succeed, right? So you know exactly what you want, how you're going to get there, and all you need to do now is to take action, which is the next step. Taking action is usually where people tend to run into some trouble, right? It's easy to get pumped up about an idea, but at what comes down to executing your plan, you might be tempted to fall short. What do you do? Well, in this situation, you only need to muster up the energy to get started, right? Get started. Tell yourself that you're going to stick to your new plan for 1 week and then evaluate how well it went. On the other hand, if you take everything all at once, you're going to be less likely to begin in the first place, right? So if it looks overwhelming, then just focus on the short term, right? So set an achievable goal and make sure it's clear, and then take action. Those are the first two things. The next thing is form a routine, okay? The reason you want to take baby steps at first is because once you form a new routine, it's actually easy to hold yourself to it. Some say it takes as little as 2 weeks to get a new routine ingrained in our brain. For example, in the weight loss scenario I talked about earlier, starting an exercise routine can be especially grueling if you're out of shape. The first 2 days can leave you tired, sore, and weak. How many times have you started to go to the gym and you haven't been in 6 months, a year, or whatever, and about 2 days after you go to the gym, you can't move. You can't get out of bed. You're so sore, right? That doesn't sound like fun at all. However, those first 2 days are going to be the worst 2 days, right? They're going to be the worst you're going to endure. After your routine is built, you may find that you look forward to that exercise session, right? Or going to the gym or the rec center or whatever it is, or working out in your basement, wherever you are. You're looking forward to that every day. You're starting to build a routine. The next thing is to reward yourself. Reward yourself often for your excellent efforts, because you deserve it for working hard at changing yourself for the better, right? You don't need to wait until the end of the year to treat yourself. Breaking up your goals into smaller pieces, and every time you achieve a milestone, giving yourself something to enjoy is key. Now, it could be a little item you've been wanting, maybe a night out on the town, or that little something at the store. I'm having a brain fart here, but you know what I'm saying. Reward yourself with a little something. And rewarding yourself for a job well done actually motivates you to keep going forward, right? So, and the last step is to do it again. What do I mean by that? Well, after you successfully complete and hit your New Year's resolution, you've done it. You've already done it. You learned the process. You can repeat that process and work on another aspect of your life. And before you know it, you'll be perfectly happy and healthy because of your awareness, your perseverance, and your hard work. So to recap, you want to make sure you set achievable and clear goals. You want to take action. You want to form that routine. You want to make sure you reward yourself, and this is important. And then lastly, rinse and repeat. Do it over again. Pick another goal, all right, or a resolution if you want to call it, and complete these steps and achieve that goal and move forward. And take this into account in terms of your business goals as too. It's not just a New Year's resolution, right? You're setting a goal and you're trying to achieve that goal. So implement that into your business life as well as your personal life. So that's all I have for you today. It's a quick one, but I wanted to share with you this information on, you know, your New Year's resolution and achieving these goals, since we're starting a new decade in a few days here. So I want to wish you a happy New Year. I wish you all the best. I hope you achieve all your goals and you reach all those New Year's resolutions that you set. You reach those goals as well. And come back and listen to me next year, which is in a few days. And we'll talk about first impressions. We'll talk about business and marketing and a host of other things. And starting early next year, I'm going to start doing some guest interviews. We're going to have a copywriter on. We're going to have a videographer. We're going to have a marketing person who deals specifically with creative professionals. So that's just a few of the folks we're going to have on starting in 2020. And I look forward to chatting with you. Well, I'm not chatting with you, am I? But if you comment, we're chatting, right? But I look forward to sharing that information with you in 2020. So until then, make it a great
first impression.
And please share our podcast with others if you found it of value. If you're interested in learning more about our platform, Businessware, a platform that allows you to host, manage, and publish your custom-designed digital business cards, please visit visibledigitalsolutions.com. Thank you again, and go make it a great first impression.